This episode is brought to you by Nerds Candy. Calling all the gaming, tech-savvy nerds out there, the team carriers and keyboard warriors, the achievement hunters and part-time LARPers, the tech wizards and boss destroyers. When nerds come together, we live louder, leveling up in our own way. So let's raise our nerds in unison. The sweet, tangy, crunchy candy that's perfect for sharing. Nerds, shake things up. Shop now at nerdscandy.com.
The Knot is where you'll find vendors for every wedding. Floral to fawn over. Cakes you almost don't want to cut. Oh, it looks so good. DJs to drop it to. Venues worthy of your grid. Photographers that make every hour golden hour. Really, vendors for any vibe. With the help of fresh reviews and a few useful filters, you can find your vendors faster than you can say, I do. The Knot Vendor Marketplace. Find vendors for every wedding at theknot.com/audio.
Today's show is sponsored by New York City Character Fights, the new program showcasing New York City's wildest and wackiest characters squaring off in a 10-round boxing match. Only on HBO. We know everything. Let's start the show. Hey, welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends, the Friends Recap Podcast, in which we dissect an episode of Friends on each episode of this podcast. My name's Tom Sharpling, I'm the host, and we are going to take on another episode of Friends. So let's go, you and I, and we will meet my friends, the Friends, shall we? 14 seconds. Wow. I don't know why I'm burning through it. When I burn through it, I don't know. That's got to time out more. I got to talk to Josh Cantor about a couple things, the first of which is shortening that theme by a good 10 seconds. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Meet My Friends, the Friends. Today we are talking about Season 3, Episode 19, the one with the tiny t-shirt. Would you mind not typing while I'm doing the show? Hold on.
Sorry.
We're still Jason, former engineer Jason is still here.
I was just writing an email to some of the producers at Strongcast.
Sure.
And I'm waiting on my karma. It's just
on your what?
My karma.
Oh, that's I don't know. That's the.
Yeah, it's like a Lyft or an Uber, it's better.
Yeah, but was taking. He said it predates those companies.
Yeah, it was the first one.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, I have no idea where he is.
So this episode is called The One with the Tiny T-Shirt. It was written by Adam Chase, directed by Terry Hughes. It aired on March 27th, 1997. The plot of this episode, Monica continues to date Pete, played by John Favreau. But he's a millionaire, and he's a nice guy, but she's still not attracted to him. He thinks she might change her mind. Joey gets the lead part in a play, but can't stand the female lead because she gives him the business, and then then at a point he realizes he likes her. Meanwhile, Mark, the guy who helped Rachel get her job at Bloomingdale's, asks Rachel out now that she's not dating. What?
I don't even know how that happened.
How what happened?
Nothing. Just some, you know.
There's
show get canceled.
Well, no, of course not. They wouldn't cancel something that good. But I just lost my studio time for this week, which is cool. That gives me a little more time to work on the show. There's a new Strongcast podcast called Take Me to the Greco, and it's Richard Greco talking about all of the things that happened in pop culture that week.
That sounds pretty good.
I just didn't think that they would bump me for that. I got to talk to Don.
So Rachel asks Ross to come over, but it's just so she can return some of his belongings that he left at the apartment. Ross gets upset, demands all his stuff back, including a tiny t-shirt that Rachel liked to sleep in.
Do you think he heard Pat?
That who
talking about me, like sounding desperate? Don, do you think Don Strong heard Pat talking about that.
I don't know. Is that
and then that's why they just canceled my studio time. Do you think I don't know. I don't think so. Mm-hmm. I mean, he does care. That's the thing about Don, Tom, is that Don Strong, he cares.
Yeah, that's what abusers generally emphasize, is how much they care when they... yeah. Are you all right?
I'm fine. I'm just...
Okay.
I don't know where this car is.
Sure.
I called it
two hours ago. You also want to call an Uber?
No, or like, no. I've got Karma. I've got Karma credit. Like, okay. If you were one of the first ones to download it as a thank you, you get Karma credit each month. Yeah. And it just... Mm-hmm. God almighty.
Sure.
Please.
Show up. Later, Ross finds out Rachel's going on a date with Mark. And he spies on them through Chandler's the peephole on Chandler's door. So this episode, this is a good episode. The Monica stuff is good. The stuff with Rachel and Ross is still grounded and solid. Phoebe doesn't have a whole lot to do here. Joey
Where are you?
20th Century Studios presents Vacation Friends 2, now streaming only on Hulu.
Look at us, all together again.
We just wanted to give you guys a real honeymoon.
Shots!
Now streaming.
Dad! He was just released from jail.
Where can I get a drink around here?
Back on vacation.
This place is nice. It's drug lord nice.
I'm sorry, drug lord nice?
With more baggage.
Ever since he showed up, he turned this relaxing vacation into total chaos. Who does that?
Vacation Friends 2, rated R. Now streaming, only on Hulu.
Directions to Outback Steakhouse.
Head north on Magnolia Drive and turn left at the lights. So, what are you picking up at Outback?
I'm sorry?
Have you tried the Aussie cheese fries?
Well,
at the next light, turn right. If I had hands, I'd get them on that perfectly crispy bloomin' onion.
What the?
It's just another 500 feet. So close. I can almost taste that juicy Victoria's filet mignon. Well, if I could eat.
Outback Steakhouse is so delicious, even your navigation system will want to bite. Let's Outback.
Oh, come on. Take it out of the room. Take the
phone. Allentown?
Take the phone. Allentown?
Well, I'll be here.
No, you won't.
I'll be outside.
Cancel the car.
Cancel a Karma. It doesn't work that way.
Okay.
You're locked contractually until they show up.
But if you're not there, so you lose the Karma bucks or
no,
whatever
they
you
said charge you then for gas and hours.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be like $700.
Yeah. So today's show is sponsored by New York City Character Fights. No city has as many lovable weirdos as New York City, but we've all wondered the same thing. What would happen if these characters were pitted against each other in a 10-round boxing match? Thankfully, New York City Character Fights is here to answer the question. On this program, you will see fights like the Naked Cowboy versus a guy in Times Square dressed as Iron Man, Radio Man versus Alec Baldwin, an all Elmo cage match, the guy with the cars made out of compact discs fighting Alec Baldwin, and more. Tune in to watch the first battle, Alec Baldwin versus a guy in Times Square dressed like Alec Baldwin, on Christmas Day, only on HBO. HBO, we know everything. That's this episode's a good episode. Let's go to... Wow. Hey, Jason, are you hyperventilating?
No, I'm just.
I know we've, okay. I didn't want to go down this road. Pat was nudging me to go down it.
Pat was wrong to say that because I'm fine.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're like when you're fine. This is not you being fine. I will say this. If you need help, I will help you. You are not doing well right now.
I'm just as good as Richard Grieco. I could be that. I could do that. I can talk about pop culture that happened that week and my experience shooting 21 Jump Street. But I didn't, but I could make it up.
You couldn't talk. You actually can't do that because that's... It's literally, there's like, he could do that, or Johnny Depp could do that, or...
I've been on some shows, I could talk about those experiences.
Well, maybe you want to repitch your... this queen this, taking the Quantum Leap podcast and
what to Don like that's groveling.
Just tell him you
and
wanna,
that's the last thing he wants.
Tell him
hear.
You want to crack it open and maybe talk about other things other than Quantum Leap.
What else is there other than Quantum Leap?
Well, this, you just said you could do a pop culture show.
Don's right. I'm not Richard Grieco, and I'm never going to be Richard Grieco.
All right.
I've really been Look. Taken to the Grieco.
Okay, whatever you know.
I appreciate it, Tom, but I'm
Friends
not.
First.
So on this one, it's actually a Friends Last on this one. It's the last appearance of Mark, Rachel's suitor, in season 3, and he won't appear all the way until season 10, episode the one with Princess Consuela, another classic one that is
Hi.
Down the
Where are you?
Pipeline. And that's
Harrisburg? How? How are you in Harrisburg?
It's 165 episodes later from this one is the next time we see Mark.
That's the other direction. I'm going to be waiting outside in the street 4 hours. Just please come.
Time for another fun Friends fact.
So the tiny t-shirt of the episode title is a reference to the song Relax by Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Are you crying?
I just
Do you want to get away from all of this?
What, how? There's no way out,
you
man.
You
want to
come back?
There's no way out.
Do you want to come back?
If I come back, Don will hunt me. He already said that. He said I have hunters ready and waiting and trained on your smell.
It's the line of the episode.
So Phoebe says, hey, why isn't it Spider-Man? You know, like Goldman or Silverman? Chandler says, don't do that. Don't
that is a good one, man. No, I, that
now,
wasn't
that's hollow.
That was an honest laugh.
No, that's
I've never that's heard that. Sick. I don't even remember that
no,
episode.
That's, you're being sick
I'm
now.
Not,
you're actually
I'm,
being sick now.
I'm not.
You're
I'm not a
Chandler. It's not his last name, Phoebe. It isn't? No. It's not like Phil Spider-Man. He's a
that's good.
Not doing it.
What?
Not doing it. Can't do that.
I was show. Legitimately like
can't do that to my show. Quick for everybody, 8 out of 10, Rachel, Monica, Joey, Phoebe, Ross, Chandler. Thanks for listening.